This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
There are no local or Big Ten teams in the Midwest Regional of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament at the United Center, but tickets are still a hot commodity. All three games, Virginia against Iowa State, then Gonzaga versus Syracuse on Friday, plus the championship on Sunday, are sellouts. Tickets on the secondary market going for an average price of around $430, two times face value.
Wow. There's Michigan anchor Pat Cassidy with the story on the skyrocketing cost of tickets to this weekend's NCAA tournament games. And March Madness, all a part of that. It is a part of the number 10 item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, a service of not only Talkers Magazine, but Steffen Multimedia. I happen to be Steffen of Steffen Multimedia. Doug Steffen here. Welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Some quickly refer to it, depending on the time, to the TRCS, or the Countdown Show. At any rate, we're focused on the last full week of March. Yep. March Madness be over next Thursday. The weekend is upon us, and so we take these four plus two, these 10 items, review them, the top 10 topics of the week, and present you over this next hour what they are with some conversation about them, and mostly from the host perspective of these programs that we're monitoring. So we count down from number 10 to number 1. March Madness is at number 10.
Number nine,
the death of Rob Ford. Here our host Rob Carson and Jared Carter talking about the passing of this guy who's the former mayor of Toronto, got lots of notoriety. He had a rare aggressive form of cancer, and I think he was in his late 40s.
Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, former mayor of Toronto, passed away. We had heard a couple days ago that he was being switched to palliative care, and the family was saying, no, it's not hospice. And then, I mean, it was literally a day later he's passed away. He's 46 years old. He had a very aggressive form of cancer. If you don't know about Rob Ford, kind of became a punchline for his antics. So one of the things that he did was he smoked crack cocaine.
The guy probably had a substance abuse problem.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Definitely had that. If there's such a thing as an addiction gene, he had it. Because the guy, despite being told numerous times, hey, you're being videoed all the time now. This is kind of a hot button for the voters. That whole you being caught on a grainy cell phone video smoking crack.
Yeah.
Maybe try to tamp it down a little bit. Not only did he not tamp it down, there were a litany of videos that came out after that of him just stumbling around drunk.
Jeez.
I mean, the guy...
Yeah.
I don't want to like mock a guy's actual problem or personal demons, but this guy had them.
Oh, yeah.
He was, you called him off the air to me. You said he was like Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Certainly in his physical appearance, yes.
And his substance abuse problem.
Yeah.
Those two things.
Some people can't get out of their own way. And when I heard that he died, my initial thought was, oh, my God, what did he do, overdose?
Or, yeah.
I mean, my mind went to the worst, but no, just a very aggressive form of cancer. So in a weird way, I was kind of relieved for his legacy. I mean, that's probably the best way you can go out if you're Rob Ford.
Probably.
Nobody wants to die early, but if you're going to die early, better to die early of an aggressive form of cancer than an overdose.
Number 8.
Another character in the news this week, Hulk Hogan, and the lawsuit. He's really going to come out of this pretty well. Here's a radio talk show host Scott Sloan with legal analyst Jack Grenier. They discuss the jury's finding in this case, which came on the heels. Remember last week we talked a lot about Aaron Andrews? So these two are somewhat similar.
We just did this thing with Aaron Andrews, and you saw how devastated she was. Now, guys aren't supposed to feel that way, but, you know, you're still human. The fact that you're naked and bearing all with a video that was made without your knowledge or permission, clearly in these last two cases, a strong message has been sent to anyone thinking about posting these for profit.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think that the idea of the video, I think that really changes things, and I think that's where Gawker lost sight of it a little bit. I think their sense was that And their argument was that somehow or another Hulk Hogan's sex life was a matter of public interest, which was probably tough enough of an argument to make. But then they compounded it, I think, with trying to say that, you know, and because of that, they then had the right in their editorial discretion to post the video. And I just think that was a tough argument to make.
Well, it was silly, too, because they also defy the judge's order to cease and desist. They said, the judge said, you got to take it down. They said, we're not gone.
Yeah, there was some back and forth early on in the case in that. I just don't know that this was the best set of facts to try to plant the First Amendment flag in.
Of all the hills to die on, Jack, you're saying this is a valid.
This may not have been the best one. Oh. That is for sure. But I've been told that in the opening statement, the lawyer for Gawker, who I kind of know, and good guy, smart, you know, really good lawyer, starts to make the pitch about public interest and everything, and a couple of jurors start laughing, which is not a good sign if you're a trial lawyer under any circumstances.
No, not at all, unless you're the guy who's not doing the questioning. you're loving every minute of it, right?
Right.
Well, this is about it's about clickbait sites like this. It's about clicks, as they call it, too, and the lows that these people at Gawker would go to in order to get that, and it's about getting the clicks and therefore the revenue. And I think the message was sent with people in the jury, as you alluded to with them laughing, is that I believe that Hulk wanted $100 million. The jury awarded him $115.
I know, and I saw a figure that there was some evidence presented at the trial that at least one expert said they thought the economic boost to Gawker from posting the video just based on the clicks and what have you was like $15 million.
Ooh.
And I'm wondering if that accounts for the $115 million. I'm just wondering if they gave Hogan the $100 million he asked for and then tacked on the $15 million to sort of take that away from Gawker.
I think late in the week there was another story that suggested to me they were going to add $25 million more to the award. So it may well be more than $115 million if you had your sights on getting close to Hulk Hogan because of his money. Now he's got more. It's 13 past the hour. This Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Easter is Sunday, so get to Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Shop Friday night out, 3 to 11 p.m., and Saturday early birds, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and save 40 to 60% on dresses, kids' dressy apparel, and new shoes. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Hours may vary by store. Select styles. 20% off for valid March 24th through 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Number 7.
This is a really interesting story and case. This Indian child welfare case. The story of the young girl who was taken away from her foster family. Here's host Dory Munson talking to Issa Olson about the situation going on with her foster child. This mirrors the story out of California about a 6-year-old girl who was taken away from the only family she's ever known because she wasn't 1.5% Cherokee Indian, which is required by the 1970s Federal Indian Child Welfare Act.
A little girl, 6 years old, Lexi, she's with very loving parents. She's been with a foster family for 4 years. For the last 2 years, they've been trying to adopt Lexi. Lexi was ripped away from this family, the only family she's really ever known. She was ripped away from them yesterday. And the reason is because Lexi is 1.5% Native American. So the Choctaw tribe used a 1970s Indian Child Welfare Act to heartbreakingly take Lexi away from this only family she's ever known. Taken away from her brothers and sisters and mom and dad because she's 1.5% Native American. Under the Indian Child Welfare Act. Well, as we've told this story the last couple of days, I had someone who reached out to me yesterday, and she said, there's a local family that is going through a similar situation with that same 1970s law, and the mother in that family is Alyssa, who joins us here. Tell me what your family's situation is in trying to adopt a little child.
Yeah, so we were selected by a birth mother local to the area in January to adopt her daughter, who was 4.5 months old. And after a month of being in our home, we actually had a tribal social services agency show up on our front door with a court order that took our little girl right out of our homes without any notice. And the crux of the issue was this Indian Child Welfare Act, which is the same piece of legislation that is allowing the situation in California to occur currently.
Yeah, okay. And so, and what, because everybody's making a big deal in California that that little girl's just 1.5% Native American blood. What about the baby that was in your home?
Yeah, so the little girl with us, she was close to 50%.
Okay.
So the birth mother that placed her with us was white. The birth father was, he is Native American, and actually had very little knowledge of the little girl because of the fact that he has an extensive criminal history. And so the mother had fled kind of a violent situation there. And because of the adoption laws, he needed to be informed prior to our being able to legally adopt this little girl. As soon as he was informed, his tribe found out, and the tribe actually circumvented both mother, birth mother and birth father, and took legal action on their own.
That's pretty doggone amazing, isn't it, when you get right down to it? And I want to know, I can understand with that, with Alyssa Olson's, I said Aisha before, Alyssa Olson's story, the father was Indian, mother was white, so 50%, get that number. How do they come up with 1.5%? What blood test gives them that kind of information? That's what sounds more, I mean, the whole thing's asinine to most of us who have any kind of common sense, right? 21 after the hour, Doug Stephan on the countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
For the week ending March 25th, the number six item is the continuing saga in part of what's going on in the Middle East. Russia leaving Syria, leaving the war against Daesh. Here's a podcaster. His name is Elmer Thomas Williams, talking about the way the news media seems to be completely ignoring Russia's move to get out of Syria.
Have you noticed that the American media, especially, I don't know if they're talking about it in other countries, but the American media does not talk about Russia's fight with ISIS. You know why? Because Vladimir Putin accomplished what he went over there to do. Assad was on the verge of losing the country. Because America and others had been helping the so-called rebels defeat Assad, which in turn was helping ISIS. Remember what Barack Obama says, an attempt by Russia and Iran to prop up Assad and to try to pacify the population is just going to get them stuck in a quagmire. This is what Barack Obama says. Vladimir Putin says, I show you. Because the problem is, now that a day after Putin is talking about withdrawing Russians from over in Syria, now we see the first thing that happened is Russia's bombing turned the tide of the war in Syria. Now President Assad has the upper hand. With the help of the Russian military, he's recaptured key cities. He's literally, after 5 months, so in other words, Vladimir Putin did more in 5 months than Barack Obama has done in 5 years. Key territories have been recaptured, and the media doesn't even talk about this. Do you know that Russia actually used robots in their fight against ISIS? Platform M comeback robot, Argo mobility robot. This thing is it rolls over and goes to war without any man losing his life or her life. But isn't it funny that Barack Obama says that Russia would not win? Russia could not win. Assad would be brought down. So Assad was actually helped and regained territory based on what Russia was doing. Why couldn't we lead from the front as opposed to being Mr. Obama want to lead from behind?
All right, here's a countdown extra. Sad news for those of you who have been fans over the years, as I have been, of Gary Shandling. 66 years old, died over the past couple of days at a hospital in Los Angeles. Police say that they got a call from his home for a medical emergency. He was brought to the hospital and dead on arrival. I don't have any other details, really, about the call. What I'm more thinking about is what his life was all about. He was a funny, funny guy. I think the last thing he did was be on Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars thing, getting coffee. He told, at that time, Seinfeld that he had a thyroid problem, and I think there's a few minutes worth of jokes in that video about that. But who doesn't remember the Larry Sanders Show? Gary Shandling, Larry Sanders, and the silly stuff that came. He's just silly and funny. I remember crossing a street in New York City once and standing here with my friend watching him help a woman across the street. And he was filming bits for his show, wandering around Manhattan. But this woman had a problem getting across the street. The traffic wouldn't break. She was an older woman. So he just took her across the street and came back and went back to work on what he was doing. A funny guy, very young. Gary Shandling, passing away at 66. 28 minutes past the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators End of Quarter Clearance Sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminates, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The End of Quarter Clearance Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Doug Stefan here as we count down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Do it every week at this time, a couple of hours every weekend that is aimed at focusing on what's going on in the world of news talk radio. The chats on the air, the ratings are going through the roof because of politics and the presidential election, but there are other things going on. So we started the hour with the story about March Madness. That's in the number 10 spot. The death of Rob Ford, number 9, and I might add to that, maybe even more important to many of you, the passing of Gary Shandling. At number 8, the Hulk Hogan tape lawsuit and the award that followed that. Number 7, this outrageous story about the child that was 1.5% Indian, and the Indian Child Welfare Act mandates that this child be taken away from its parents. Woof, what a, as far as I'm concerned, that's the outrage of the week. Number 6, what's going on in the Middle East, namely Russia leaving Syria. So let's keep going with a number five item for this week.
Number 5.
Okay, this is the continuation and kind of an interesting twist happening toward the end of the week with Apple versus the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Here are hosts Barry Armstrong and Chuck Zada talking to Matt Larson from Bloomberg Intelligence, a part of the Bloomberg World of Information. They discuss the FBI saying they don't need Apple's help with the iPhone after all.
We heard that case, apparently the FBI no longer wants that case to be happening.
Yeah, that's right. What essentially happened is they were on the eve of a large hearing where both the FBI and Apple were going to be presenting arguments to the presiding judge. They were going to put some witnesses on to talk about the technical feasibility and burdens of Apple potentially helping them hack into their own security system. when the government called the judge and said they wanted to postpone the hearing, they were approached by an undisclosed third party that said they may have a solution that would basically moot the whole case. They might be able to get into the phone without assistance from Apple.
Now, we don't know who that third party is yet. They still have not revealed that, correct?
That's correct. I mean, there's a lot of speculation, you know, as there is any time there's kind of a secret third party that's coming in and making a large claim. But we really have no indication who that is right now.
What does this potentially mean for Apple in terms of if a third party is claiming they could access this phone? It means that a lot of the protection that Apple had theoretically thought that they had might not actually be in place.
I think that's accurate, or at least brings it to the forefront. Apple admitted that it could put a team of engineers on this to develop new software and new code that would circumvent its security measures. You know, certainly any encryption expert or group of sophisticated hackers could probably do the same. But you know, it is kind of a public indication that this type of technology is out there, that people are able to develop it, and in fact, it looks like someone has. Initially when the case started, there were questions as to why the FBI didn't approach the NSA or the intelligence community to help out with the phone. And, it could be that they had the capabilities but just didn't see the need or the call to help the FBI out in this case early on.
As the week came to a close, the information is that this company that's doing the work is actually an Israeli company. So that clarification in addition to the story here on the Countdown.
Number four
item, the president taking a trip to Cuba for a number of different reasons. Here's radio professional John Williams with Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. She was part of the group that went to Cuba with the president.
How would you characterize the Cuba trip that you, the president, a congressional delegation took? How did that go?
Well, it was, first of all, an amazing moment to see the president of the United States there touching down in Cuba, where we haven't had a U.S. president since Calvin Coolidge. And the message here was a message of friendship, a message of some leverage that we have now economically to push them to make human rights changes. Raul Castro's not perfect. We know that. But at least he was willing to have a U.S. president speak on his soil about the human rights violations that we're seeing and the need for change. The other one is the Minnesota economic interest. We already do $20 million in agriculture products down in Cuba. Forecasts are we could double, triple that with the lifting of the embargo. Tom Emmer and I went down there together, Republican congressman from the 6th District, and he's leading the bill in the House. I am leading the bill in the Senate. And together we've told our state and the country we need to lift this embargo, and there is growing support for starting to really build American jobs by selling goods to Cuba.
What did you see? Did you have a memory etched in your mind, a vision, a meal, a pastel building, an old car? What was it like, Amy?
Well, I know, and everyone, you always think of the old cars. I've been down there a few times, and the old cars are something that is probably the biggest image you take away. But the people in the rain when we got there, holding umbrellas, waving, thumbs up in a pouring rainstorm, lining the streets, that was something I won't forget. Or when I went with Secretary Kerry, those three Marines who had basically been the ones to walk through a jeering crowd, take down the American flag, and then return with much, much older, 50 years older. And after they made that promise to return, they did. And they gave that flag to the three young Marines who hoisted it over our embassy. Those are images. And in terms of facts and numbers that I won't forget, something I learned this weekend from our Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, 80% of the Cuban products, things they eat, are from other countries, and that's because they don't have a good ag sector that they have to build up. 80% used to be 50% of that was from America under the humanitarian exemption. We are down to 10%. It is a $2 billion market a year. And if we don't lift that embargo, because the Europeans are coming in, if we don't lift the embargo, all those American tourists that are going to flood in, 5 million a year, because it's 90 miles off our shore, they are going to be eating Chinese food and sleeping in Spanish hotels. So we have to see this as good for the Cuban people, but also good for America.
number three.
Number three item, counting our way up to number one, is not the Russians and the Syrians, but another focus, the actual Islamic State of Daesh that we're battling. We, the whole world is, especially given what went on in Brussels now, or are we? I guess that might be the question. Are we really going after them, or is that just a lot of talk? Here are hosts Bill Handel and Brian Suits from Los Angeles talking about the report that hundreds of terrorists are poised to attack different cities all over Europe.
AP is reporting that the Islamic State has trained at least 400 fighters to target Europe, deploying interlocking terrorist cells. 400 that are now, what, coming to Europe? I mean, that's terrifying.
These guys left with EU passports, and they did not give them up when they joined ISIS, and a lot of them have not integrated very well into the really harsh ISIS lifestyle, which is dominated by Iraqi Baathists, Iraqi Sunnis who were former Ba'ath Party guys. A lot of these guys began trickling back, well over a year ago. And what they've been saying is, hey, I'm going to go back home because I can do a lot more damage there. And so keep in mind, the minute they cross into Greece, they have an EU passport. They cannot be detained for any reason. When they left Holland, France, Belgium, Germany, et cetera, they didn't sign out. They didn't say, forward all my email to or forward my mail to ISIS. They just left, and they're going to come back with a story like, oh, I was in Jordan visiting family. I was in Algeria visiting family. And so when they come back, they have native speaker language and culture ability that would normally take, it would take the KGB 5 years to train someone, or the CIA 5 years to train someone, to infiltrate Japan or Moldova or something. And so that you're right. It is terrifying.
So let me just throw a couple of technical questions, and I don't know if this is available technically or not. And that is, for example, when they go into Turkey, do they go in on a passport or can they just walk in the door?
They sneak in. One of the bombers was arrested at Gaziantep in Turkey last year in July. The Turks rolled him up. He said, oh, I'm Belgian. I'm from the EU. So they deported him back to Holland, and the Belgians did nothing about it when the guy came back home. So when you have that EU passport, you walk up to the Macedonian or the Greek border out of Turkey, and you say, ah, great to be back in Europe, and you stroll right in.
Yeah, except that they don't they record that with a scanning device? For example,
yeah,
you and I come in.
They scan you in, but so what? If they don't know why you left or where you went, you could say that you've been in Turkey for a year and a half studying the Bible, studying, balaclava, whatever. The Belgian authorities don't have an office in Greece.
So,
and the Greeks are saying, oh, you're going through Greece to Belgium? Please enjoy.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? The world as we see it and know it in 2016. That's the Middle Eastern situation. So comparison, I guess the companion story, some people are comparing what's going on in the Middle East to what went on in Brussels, but this is a story that may have a little bit more compelling reaction from people. Number two, right around the corner here on the countdown.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Imagine this scene that happened in Georgia. A woman is walking down the street while sending a text message on her cell phone. She approaches a ladder in her path that is clearly visible to everyone around, and even has bright orange warning cones around it. But because she's looking at her phone, she bumps her head on it. Of course, she sues. She must have missed the public service announcements pleading with Americans that when it comes to texting, quote, it can wait. When the case got to a jury, the jury had to decide how much responsibility the woman had for her own injury since she wasn't watching where she was going. It wound up saying she was only 8% responsible and awarded her $175,000, seven times more than the cost of her medical expenses. Let's be fair, the woman's own lawyer said he had no idea where the 8% figure came from, and the award was even more than he asked the jury to give his client, all for walking into something that was in plain sight. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointment, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Number two, the situation in Brussels. Hear from our affiliate KFAB host Scott Voorhees talking to Eric Bakker, who is in Brussels.
Eric, I'm thankful you're okay. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Tell us about yourself, Eric.
Well, I just arrived from a business trip from New York, and I arrived at Brussels. And basically, when I arrived, I've never been as lucky because my luggage was right away there. And I had to go through the departure terminal because across the departure terminal, there was my car parked in the parking garage. And there were really a lot of people there, thousands of people there for sure. And I walked out these glass doors, and I had, I think, about 25 to 30 meters when I was out. The first bomb went off, and it blew all the glass behind me. That the glass hit me, and I was kind of shocked and glued to the ground. And then I turned around, and I saw people laying all over the floor, and the ceiling came down. And then the second bomb went off, and people came out, panicked. And that's when I realized basically what happened. And then I started running. Everybody left their luggage. And you saw people laying all over the ground. The whole ceiling had come down, and people with blood and everything came running out. So I just started running with them. That's basically my experience. I've never been more scared than I was today, to be honest.
Brussels and Belgium, one of these cities, one of these countries that's been under the threat of terror. Tensions have been very tense in Brussels. But even knowing that, Eric, when the first explosion went off, when you were hit by the glass, was your first thought that this was a terrorist attack, or was your first thought that this was just a horrible accident? There must be some reasonable explanation for what happened.
Yeah, I didn't immediately knew what's going on. You don't expect that. So of course you know that something goes terrible wrong. But after, I think, 15 to 20 seconds, when the second bomb went off, then I knew immediately that this had to be a terrorist attack. And then it starts to hit you what happened. And you see all these people coming out running and screaming. And then you know, this is bad. This is really bad. So,
well, Eric, we're getting reports that the bombs went off in a coordinated way to where one would go off here. And then the terrorists knew that people would start running towards the exits. And some of those exits also had bombs rigged to go off about 10, 15 seconds later to do more damage. How long were the explosions between number one and number two?
About 15 to 20 seconds, and it's correct. The first bomb was closer to me than the second bomb was. I don't know where the second bomb was, but I don't know as far as you can determine, because it's so incredible loud. I never would have thought that it would have been so loud, and it goes... The vibes goes through your whole body.
Are we safe anymore is the question a lot of people are asking. Lots of fear associated with this. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Yes, we've gotten ourselves into the number one position now, and that, as you might imagine, is the presidential race. Here our hosts, John Zach and Susan Rose, talking to analyst Michael Caputo about the nasty turn the GOP race took this week as Donald Trump and Ted Cruz started talking about each other's wives.
There's some nasty stuff going around. You showed me a photo on your iPhone of Donald Trump's wife.
Right.
Who is circulating stuff like that?
There's a fairly unsuccessful Republican consultant named Liz Mayer, who is allied with Ted Cruz now, has a very unsuccessful PAC called the Make America Awesome PAC. They've raised $20,000 in this cycle when everybody's raising millions. And she's been kind of ridiculed on the fringes of things, but she's out there throwing punches for Cruz. She put out this photograph that she turned into what they call a meme, and it says, "Meet Melania Trump, your next first lady." And that photo is from a GQ magazine layout of when she, from her modeling days, in a semi-nude pose. And the bottom it says, "Or you can support Ted Cruz on Tuesday." This was designed to creep out the primary voters with Mormon backgrounds in Utah. It was mostly on Facebook, and Donald Trump took offense. Donald Trump went out and said, "Look, Cruz, if you and your allies do this," he said something like this on Twitter, "then your wife is fair game." And in fact, Ted Cruz, unless Ted Cruz condemns this, he kind of owns it.
Okay, but he right now is distancing himself by saying, "This isn't me, this is my pack."
Right, that doesn't distance yourself. I mean, he has to condemn it. I mean, he can say, "I didn't do it, they did it," but this is a pack that's working lockstep with his campaign messaging, and it's his responsibility to condemn it, or he owns it. And suddenly Heidi Cruz becomes fair game. This is not where we should go. And not only are first ladies of the United States off limits in American politics, potential first ladies are too.
Yep. This is ridiculous, this situation. I've said it all along, and I still say, you want to lose, vote for Cruz. He started that circumstance, and he says, "Oh, I'm distancing myself." Baloney. Here's host Bruce Steele talking to Republican strategist Ford O'Connell. O'Connell says that if Donald Trump doesn't have the nomination after the last primary, he could still get it before the convention comes around.
It's probably a, 90% chance now that we're going to go to a convention without Trump having enough to 1237, without anybody having 1237.
The reason is it can change depending on, we have about 19 state contests in American Samoa left. Look, it's 50-50 because one little blip in one state where Trump runs the table or Cruz does very well could shift this. I mean, I keep it at 50-50 right now, but the current projection is that as of today, Trump will only reach 1,208 delegates.
Yeah, so... And having said that, I like what you are thinking, or I shouldn't say I like it, but I'm interested in what you're thinking, your prediction, what you think could happen, because you think that even though Trump won't have the 1237 number in hand when he gets to the convention, you think that there is a possibility that he may end up getting the nomination anyway, even before we get to Cleveland. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because the final contest is on June 7th. The convention is in July. It'll be 40 days in between, and we will have, and it's tough to gauge what number it is, we're going to have somewhere between 1 to 300 unbound or uncommitted delegates. It is quite possible that between that time and those 40 days, Trump could find a way to plunder those delegates. What do I mean by that? He could make the case that maybe I'll fly you to Mar-a-Lago. Maybe I'll do whatever. It's free open season to get those 100 to 300 delegates in your camp, and I would argue that Donald Trump may have the best bet to do that.
One thing that is on people's minds is the Cruz-Rubio unity ticket, whether or not that, I think that was stopped in its tracks by Rubio's people, right?
It absolutely was, and the reason why I believe the Rubio camp over the Cruz camp here is because it apparently was Mike Lee, who's very close to Ted Cruz, who tried to broker this deal. In fact, they've been running polling in terms of upcoming primaries. Basically, Rubio said he wasn't interested despite repeated attempts by Cruz, and believe it or not, Cruz game theoried it out if you were putting both on the ticket, and they felt that that was a way you could potentially stop Trump.
All right, so let's review what we've talked about here as we work our way from number 10 to number 1 during this hour, recapping the top 10 items in the talk radio world. March Madness at number 10, the death of Rob Ford, and I would say Gary Shandling is in there too at number 9, the Hulk Hogan sex tape, number 8, and the Indian child welfare case, number 7, Russia and Syria at 6, Apple and the FBI at 5, the trip to Cuba, number 4, the battle against ISIS and Daesh, number 3, terror attacks in Belgium, 2, presidential race, number 1. Check them out and tell us what you think is the most important. We have the poll listed for your convenience at DougStephan.com. Thank you for being here on the Countdown 59.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.